Good morning and welcome to worship on this second Sunday of Lent. It's wonderful to be with each of you here in the sanctuary and those that are joining us online. We're grateful for each of you. I am Reverend Corrine Boroff, and those who will be assisting and leading worship today will be Joe Snyder and Juanita Slattery. Our music will be by our talented sanctuary choir. Want to offer a very special thank you and invite you to join me. Our pictorial directories will be available this morning following the worship service. You'll have an opportunity to pick yours up, but I want to thank those who put so much time and energy and vision and talent into creating these, from taking your pictures to just getting it done, and it is finished and they're beautiful. So let us show our appreciation for Mark and Michelle Murray, Elizabeth and Jason Sharon. Thank you. They are greatly appreciated, and we very much, just their vision for this and to get it completed as beautifully as they did, it's wonderful. The Lenten study continues. We still have 5 weeks that we will be meeting together. You're welcome to join me on any of the Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. in the North-South Parlor. Materials are available when you arrive, so don't worry about that. Just come and enjoy a gathering together. Everyone is welcome. The Lenten breakfast series continues at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. This week, the speaker will be at United in Christ Church this Saturday. So invite you to be a part of that. And this is for everyone to attend. We also have an opportunity to support our confirmation class and any others that are interested in baptism or reaffirmation of your baptism. This will be March 30th at the Anderson University swimming pool. That will be at 2 p.m. That Sunday, and invite you to come for that event. If you are interested in participating by immersion, either in baptism or reaffirmation, please see me prior to March 30th. So I can help you be prepared for that. Then, following that amazing event, and you can come to the Anderson University swimming pool just to support those who will be having that experience of baptism or reaffirmation. You don't have to participate other than being there as a support. At 3 p.m. right here in the sanctuary, then, is an Alpha Brass spring concert. So please make note of that and be sure to plan to attend the concert as well. We make disciples for Jesus Christ at Anderson First United Methodist Church by following our pathway, living our faith, nurturing families, serving our communities. Let us stand and greet one another with the joy of knowing Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
As we return to our seats, let us center our hearts for worship.
Please stand as you are able for the call to worship. Today is a day to sing praise to God.
God continually blesses us each and every day.
Even in the midst of cold and darkness, the warmth of God's love is real.
We can count on God to be here for us.
Let your hearts rejoice and your voices shout praise to God.
For God is great and worthy to be praised. Amen.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Juanita Slattery. I got married here back in 1973 with James Slattery. Lynn Henry was the one that got us married. A lot of you know that I enjoy my plants and working with crafts. I have planted a lot of plants out there at Davis Park, the lilies, the denturs, and also the Easter lilies that we get here from the church and watch them regrow. I help here at the church with the helping hands. It's on the second Wednesday of the month, passing out non-food items and meeting new people. They can't buy with the stamps and stuff like that. I also am a security person that help here at the church, making sure things go smoothly for everyone and unlocking the doors that people need in the room, certain things. And it's also fun meeting new people and making new friends and meeting the old ones too. God leads us in different directions, but he sure has a plan for us all as long as we listen.
Thank you.
merciful God, as we offer these gifts, we remember the longing of Jesus as we gather. Gather us under his wing like a hen gather her chicks. May these offerings be a sign of our desire to follow Christ's example of your compassion, seeking the lost and caring for the weak. We give this bread, your love and peace, to all who are in need, drawing us closer to your embrace. Amen.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Lord, you called us to this journey. We aren't very willing to let go of the things that bind us, even those which harm our spirits and diminish our souls. Help us to learn and remember that you are all we need for this life and our life eternal. Though people may turn their backs on us, you do not hide your face from us. Though others may try to take away our hope, you assure us of the hope-filled future that is waiting for us. Creator God, you speak your name, and even though we often do not understand, it is enough. When we try to dictate our fears to you, you invite us to follow you into self-denial and service. As we struggle to shape our lifestyle to yours, you carry us wherever we go. You speak your good news, teacher of open hearts, and it is enough. Though we have done nothing to earn them, you pour out the gifts of grace and mercy upon us. When we stumble over our lack of trust, you set us back on our feet to follow you into the kingdom. You speak your peace, breath of holiness, and it is enough. God in community, holy in one, it is enough that you hear us. You, O God, are all we need. You are enough. We pray now as we have been taught to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please remain standing for the reading of the scriptures. Our Old Testament lesson is from Psalm chapter 91, verses 1 through 4. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Our gospel reading is from Luke chapter 13, 31 to 35. Just then some Pharisees came up and said, "Run for your life! Herod's got your number. He's out to kill you." Jesus said, "Tell that fox I've no time for him right now. Today and tomorrow, I'm busy clearing out the demons and healing the sick. The third day, I'm wrapping things up. Besides, it's not proper for a prophet to come to bed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, killer of the prophets, abuser of the messengers of God. How often I've longed to gather your children like a hen, her brood safe under her wings, but you refused and turned away. And now it's too late. You won't see me again until the day you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of God. This is God's word for God's people today. Thanks be to God.
There was a man that was going to take a vacation by himself, and he was all set to go. He had packed everything up, and he went out to the airport, and he was a little low on funds and wanted to make them stretch as far as he could. So he went up. He thought he would really like to go to Denver. That was his first choice. But he asked the airline at that time, he said, what's a flight to Denver going to cost me? And they said, $300. He thought about it a little bit, and he said, okay, how about a ticket to Salt Lake City? And they said, well, that's just $99, but there is a layover. And he said, well, where is the layover? And they said, in Denver. Most of the time, when we all go on a vacation, we know our destination. We know where we want to go, and we make plans to get there, whatever way that would be. And Jesus, in our gospel today, he knew exactly where he was headed, and he knew the cost. You see, Jesus had his eyes set on Jerusalem, and he knew what it would cost him to go there. He even said, no prophet dies outside of Jerusalem. Seeing himself as a prophet of God, he knew that going to Jerusalem would be his death. And yet, Jesus was committed. He was courageous. But probably most importantly, he cared enough for his people not to turn around and go back. Jesus cared. Now, as this leading up to this passage that we have here in Luke chapter 13, Jesus and his disciples were traveling, and every now and then they would make a stop, and Jesus would preach and teach the gospel. And then another stop, he would heal someone who was sick. And then another stop, he would cast out a demon. And all these stops were brief along the way. They didn't last a long time. He didn't spend days at any one place. But as he was going along, one of these brief stops had a moment of quiet, and the Pharisees stepped in, and they said, Jesus, don't go to Jerusalem. Turn around and go the other way. Herod is going to kill you. Well, Luke doesn't tell us why the Pharisees were motivated to travel outside of Jerusalem to meet Jesus on the road and tell him that. Maybe they were really sincere. Maybe they just hated to see someone fall into the hands of Herod. He was evil. And they just wanted Jesus to be able to avoid that. However, their motivation also might have been pretty sinister, and they had another agenda in mind, and they just didn't want Jesus in Jerusalem for their own preservation. They didn't want to deal with him. And so they were maybe trying to deter him, but whatever their motivation, Jesus responded, rather than turning around and going the opposite direction, he said, go tell that fox. Now, in today's language, to be called a fox is a compliment, right? A foxy lady, or he's a fox, right? That's a compliment. In biblical times, not so much, folks. Because you see, the fox is seen as a beautiful animal, physically beautiful, and yet it is a vicious, calculated, ferocious predator that can destroy its prey completely. That's what he was calling Herod. Go tell Herod. Go tell the fox. So in other words, he was saying to the Pharisees, go tell that cunning, vicious, predatory Herod that I am busy on other matters for today and tomorrow. But remember, the third day will come. Folks, the resurrection will come. Jesus was saying that no matter what trials, no matter what struggles we have to face, on the third day the resurrection comes, new life comes. Jesus' message. Now there's another simile, an image that he uses. Excuse me, sorry. Covered up the wrong thing there. But Jesus uses the image of the chicken and the hen. And those of his people being the chicks, the brood of the hen. Now this isn't an image that is unique. Jesus just didn't make this up. We hear the image in the Old Testament Psalms. Psalm 91, we have the image of God spreading his feathers and collecting his brood under the feathers. This was also an image. It comes out of Aesop's fable. I had to be reminded of this in my study for today in preparation. I remembered Aesop's fables were written before Jesus was born, Old Testament times, 6th century B.C., Aesop wrote the fable of the fox in the chicken coop, or the chicken house. And it talks about how cunning and how vicious the fox could be. This was an image that was carried over in culture in Jesus' day. Everybody would know that. We don't know so much about chickens. Not many of us raise chickens. I know of one among us that does. But not the rest of us don't know a whole lot about chickens. We know that we can go to Payless and pick up a package of frozen or chicken to prepare for dinner. Or we can go to a restaurant and order it and have it served up for us. But as far as the chicken, we know very little. In Jesus' day, they actually lived with their chickens. They watched them day in and day out. They knew how they responded to threats, especially the hen. The hen, when it is threatened or her brood chicks are threatened, the hen will simply call them all to herself and they will come and she spreads her wings over them so they're not really visible to the fox to protect them. She's there to protect and watch over. But folks, that's not the end of most of those confrontations. When a fox came to attack, a hungry fox coming in the presence of a chicken and its brood, even though the hen would fight to protect her chicks, it was often a matter of self-sacrifice on their behalf. Jesus is saying, "Oh, how I long to gather together your children as a hen collects her brood and covers them with her wings." Jesus made a sacrifice for us. The other part of this story, though, is Israel could not see past the cunning of the fox. He had convinced them that he was one of them, and they rejected Jesus. There was a doctor that made a frantic phone call to a specialist. The specialist lived 60 miles away in another town, and the doctor called up and said, "Please, can you come? I know this is your specialty. I know you know how to treat this. I've got a little boy, and he has an infection that's causing him to bleed internally, and we can't get it to stop." And the specialist said, "Yes, I'm on my way. I'm headed out of town." Got in his automobile, and he started to head out of town, and he hit a stoplight. And when he hit the stoplight, a man opened up his car, a man who was wearing a gray cap and a brown leather jacket and holding a revolver, and said, "Get out of the car." And the specialist said, "I can't get out of the car. I'm on my way." And the man said, "Get out of the car now or you're dead." Got out of the car, and the man drove off in his car. The specialist was frantic. He didn't have his cell phone in the car. He tried to find a phone to make a phone call. He finally got a hold of a taxi. The taxi took him to a bus station, and then he rode to the town where the boy was, 2 hours late. The doctor met the specialist at the door, and he said, "Thank you for coming. I'm afraid you are too late." You see, the boy died about 20 minutes ago, and I know if you hadn't have been delayed, you would have been able to save him. He said, "But I want you to go in and meet the family with me. The parents are here." And he said, "The father is just frantic. He's just beside himself with grief." And so the specialist agreed and went in to meet the parents. And there, the pacing father was in a gray cap and a brown leather jacket. It was the man who had stolen his car. He had thrown out of the car the one that could have saved his son. This is exactly what Jerusalem was doing. This is exactly what many people do to Jesus Christ. Let's not participate in rejecting Jesus, in rejecting him, in neglecting him, in compromising, in delaying. Let's give our hearts to Jesus completely today. We end with our Lenten creed for today. We believe in the birthing, renewing, enabling Spirit of God. We believe the Spirit of God watches over our welfare as a mother protects her child. This is our faith that we humbly go into our week as we continue our journey in Lent. Jesus Christ died protecting us. Let us continue to live and glorify him. Amen.